Aureliet. This dictation is for Eric M. Rumler, E-R-I-K, middle initial M, last name R-U-M-M-L-E-R. This was done on October 24th, 2022. Number one, arterial hypertension, which has been controlled with the current regimen. We advise the patient to restrict his fluid intake and sodium intake to 2 grams in 24 hours period. He is a dialysis patient and receives dialysis treatments every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Period. Per the dialysis nurse, he sometimes retains 3 to 4 kilograms of water. So it is very important that he restricts his fluid intake to prevent further deterioration of his heart and overall health, period. Number two, bilateral leg, lower extremity cramping, bilateral lower extremity cramping, which is likely related to the dialysis and removal of fluids, period, due to the patient's increased fluid gains in between dialysis treatments. One more then 3 kilograms of fluid have to be removed, it will result in lower extremity cramping, period. We, again, advise the patient to decrease his intake of fluids as well as sodium intake, period. We advise him to take Renavite, R-E-N-A-V-I-T-E vitamins, one tablet twice a day for the first month, and then one tablet daily thereafter, period. Next line. Fatigue, which is related to the dialysis, period. The patient is not anemic and has no other indications of why he should be fatigued. Period. We we will continue to follow up. Next line, CKD5, which he follows up in, at the Fresenius Avon Park Dialysis Center Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. He is pretty stable there. We referred him to Cleveland Clinic and for evaluation of renal transplant. Period. He is currently working with Tampa General Hospital. However, he has not heard anything in several months. The last time we received anything from Tampa General regarding the patient was in August 2022. Period, we will continue to follow up. Next line, we will not follow up in the office, but we'll see the patient in the dialysis center. And